Father, we thank you, Lord, and give you the praise and the glory this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity in the house of the Lord. And as always,
yes,
receive all the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The entrance of your word we know brings life.
Yes.
So let it be this morning, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Give all the praise and all the glory to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Put your hands on the earth together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, a quick exhortation on unstoppable faith. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Now that's unstoppable faith. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. And I'm going to read a few scriptures and I'm going to say some things. You know, just share this with you. For just a little bit here. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, starting at verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down, this is verse 14 now, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and often into the water. So the devil is trying to kill this kid. You know, throw him in the water, throw him in the fire, and so forth. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And listen to the answer of Jesus when he heard what the man said. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? In other words, you know, I mean, these disciples, they've been hanging out with Jesus and so forth, and still they could not do this miracle. And look at the first rebuke that Jesus spoke. Faithless and perverse generation. I mean, you wouldn't think that, you know, Jesus would say that the disciples were perverse just because they didn't have faith, but that's exactly what he said. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen?
Amen.
These people didn't have any faith. What? So Jesus said, bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil. Now, what exactly did Jesus do? Now, I want to, you know, I'm going to be talking about faith in a minute, but I want to throw in a little gem, you know, a few gems here and there for you. When Jesus rebuked the devil, what exactly did he do? You know, because I mean, the person that's writing this is just reporting what Jesus did. Now, I guarantee you, Jesus didn't say, you know, just the devil, I rebuke you. You know, he told the devil something, you know. So, you know, he did something. He rebuked, you know. Now, when a child is making noise, for instance, and you rebuke the child, you don't just say, I rebuke you, child. Amen?
Amen.
When the child's making noise, you know, what do you say? You say, be quiet, or go to your room, or do something. Now, that's a rebuke. You know, so, you know, you don't just say, I rebuke you, you know, and so forth like that. You know, but you take an action. Now, Jesus, he rebuked the devil, because the devil had been tormenting this child, and he rebuked the devil. You know, how dare you torment this little boy? Amen? That's right. Now, enough of it. Get out of him. That's right. And that's what Jesus did. Now, we can do the same in the name of Jesus. That's right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can rebuke those devils, you know, by casting them out and commanding them to hold their peace, you know. Sometimes when they want to talk, Jesus says, hold your peace now. That's rebuking. You know, just shut up, he said. And come out. I don't know. There's no debate. There's no conversation with the devil. You just cast him out. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. But let's go on to this part here. They came back to Jesus later and said, Lord, why couldn't we cast him out? And listen to the answer of Jesus in verse 20. Because of your unbelief. That's the first thing that Jesus said. He said, look, you couldn't cast him out because of your unbelief. Same thing why he rebuked them, O faithless and perverse generation. And they said, you know, and he said, look. And he went on to reveal and said, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Jesus was looking at a mountain there. You should say to this mountain, if you have faith, as little as a mustard seed grain, You can say to this mountain, be thou removed from here to another place. Amen? And it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, you got to have faith. Now, there is some kind of faith that even mountains cannot stop. There is some kind of faith that will stop at nothing. And that's what I want to share with you for just a little bit. And how can you exercise this kind of faith? Now, you notice that we preach on faith a lot, and I do, you know, and so forth. There's a reason for it, you know, because you're going to need to develop your faith. You know, you need faith for the crisis that's in the world today. In fact, you need faith for everyday living. The Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. And Jesus said, when the Lord shall come, shall he find faith upon the earth? You know, so faith is very important. And he says that without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. You can't do anything without faith, really. You know, so that's why we preach about it. You know, Lord, you know, you need to know how to walk this faith. Now, but Jesus also put a footnote in verse 21. He said, well, it is because of your unbelief. That's why you couldn't cast out faith. Because, you know, if you had pure faith that didn't have anything else in it, just faith, you know, that little grain, it was just grain. There was no mixture to it. You know, so if you have that pure faith, no matter how small it is, you can move mountains. You know, but there are some things that you may not need to do. You may not be able to do. And Jesus said, there are some things, sometimes your faith may need a little help. You know, how do you help your faith? Through prayer and fasting. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. There are some things that cannot go out. He said, this kind goeth not out, except by prayer and fasting. You know, so I want to let you know that. You know, so that is one other area where you can help your faith. Just like the Bible says in Jude, you know, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Through prayer and fasting, you can build up that faith and so forth like that. Now, listen to this. There is a story here in Luke chapter 1. And in this story, of course, the angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to have a baby. And you know the story. And then she said, well, you know, how can these things be and so forth like that, because I don't know a man yet. Now listen to this in verse 35. And the angel answered unto her and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Wherefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, so, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon her, and the word became flesh. But listen to verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that was called barren. Now, this woman, Elizabeth, she was barren the whole time. But before this birth of Jesus, God had already visited Elizabeth also. And she was already, by the time that the angel was announcing this to Mary, Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. And the angel said, this is the person that was said to be barren. Now, when Jesus says you are fruitful, nobody can say you are barren. Amen, people. So, listen to the next footnote that he puts there. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, you see this same phrase used two different ways now. Jesus said, you know, for nothing shall be impossible unto you, if you have faith and you know how to use it. And right here he comes back and says, the angel comes back and says, with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, if you put that together, that means if you have the right kind of faith, and you know how to use the faith of God, then nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, let me read some verses to you, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to tell us here. You know, there are many verses that talk about the same thing, and I'm not going to take a long time to read them. I'm just going to leave you the reference. Matthew 19 and 26. Mark 20, Mark 10 and 27. And Luke 18 and 27. These things will tell you that all things are possible. These scriptures will tell you that all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. Amen, people. All things are possible. Now, this is a simplistic message. But I tell you what, you know, everybody that is sitting in here today already has been dealt a measure of faith. It's just a matter of how you use it. And the more you use your faith, the more it grows. You know, one time the disciples came to Jesus. They said, well, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, it's not a matter of increasing your faith. You need to use what you already got. You know, that's how you increase your faith. If you don't use what you got, it's not going to grow. You know, that's how you use, that's how you increase your faith. So those scriptures talk about, you know, nothing, I mean, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Will tell you the same thing. You know, God can do all things. And we know that all things are possible when we believe God. Amen?
Amen.
But here is the story that I really want to break down today. Before I tell you that story, let me give you one more scripture. Philippians 4 and 13 says, well, through Christ I can do all things. Amen?
Amen.
Through Christ I can do all things. Now, you know, you know, these things are just as simple as it says. You don't need the heavens to open up before you believe that God can do all things for you. And you don't need any sign from anywhere. You just need to believe what the Bible says. Amen? And if you can use your faith, and we're going to see here in this story that we're about to read. Turn with me to Mark chapter 11. And this is the story that I want to share with you. Mark chapter 11, let's start at verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he, that's Jesus, was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything therein. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, this fig tree, now this is a sidebar on this story. You know, it's not my subject, but it goes right with this story. This fig tree looked like it would have fruit, even though it wasn't yet time. You know, and of course, Jesus, in this story here, right here, he was operating as a man. He just come to the tree, you know, and looked at it, because the thing looked, it had leaves, it bunched up, it looked like fruit. A arrow came, and there was no fruit, you know. And now that's a lesson. That's a lesson to all of us that Jesus can come at any time. That's also a lesson that we have to be, you know, instant, in season and out of season. Because this tree was out of season. It was out of season right now. It was not the time to bear fruit. There was no reason for the tree to have fruit yet. But as far as God is concerned, you must bear fruit all the time. Amen. Amen, folks. There is no out of season with the Lord. So Jesus, he came to this tree, and listen to what happened. And he was disappointed because he didn't find any fruit. Now you have to read the narrative that Jesus gave in John chapter 15. I'm talking about, the vine and the fruitful branches and so forth. And then, you know, the branch that doesn't bear fruit will be cut away. You know, this tree didn't bear any fruit. So Jesus said in verse 14, Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat of thee hereafter forever. That's all he said. No man eat of you forever, because you didn't have fruit. Now, this tree didn't have fruit when Jesus came, so that's the end of it. You know, Jesus said, you're done. That's it. You're finished. You know, nobody's going to eat of you. There's one purpose for the tree, bear fruit so that people can eat. But it wasn't bearing fruit. So it was finished. That's why Jesus said, look, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, you know, it is no longer useful except to be cast down and trodden underfoot. So this tree was no longer useful. So anyway, he said it and the disciples heard it. But apparently, nothing happened. Now notice I said, apparently, nothing happened. So they went their way and so forth like that. And, they just went away. And in verse 19, at evening time, he went out of the city. Then the next morning, This is verse 20. And in the next morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And when they did, Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, wow, the fig tree that you cursed yesterday is withered away. You know, perhaps when Jesus said that and went about his business the day before, you know, the disciples said, maybe they didn't understand. They didn't know why. Why would he be talking to a tree? They didn't pay any attention to it, but he said, well, no man will eat or prove everyone. They probably didn't understand what he was saying. And then the next day, they came by and they said, wow, that tree is withered away. I tell you something, folks. The moment that Jesus said that thing to that tree, he died. Amen? He died. But it takes some time for it to wither from the root and up. But he died right there. You know? And this is where we're going with this story this morning. So here's what Jesus said unto them when they said that. You know, he said, wow, you know, have faith in God. That's the first thing he said. Have faith in God. Now, if you have faith in God, what will happen? He said, well, for verily I say unto you. Now, every time he says for verily, that means he's underscoring something that he's saying. If you have faith in God, I say to you, verily, that whosoever, and I love that word, whosoever, I mean, that's one of the greatest words in the Bible, whosoever, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall say, when they have faith in God, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Now, listen. Now, let's take a look at the things that Jesus is talking about in this verse. Whosoever, first of all, shall say, so there is an element of saying and speaking the word. But before that, first, you must have faith in God. So we see that there is faith in God, then there is speaking the word. You know, now he didn't say pray to the mountain, but he said say to the mountain. Amen? And he didn't say pray about the mountain, he said say to this mountain. If you have faith and you don't doubt, listen to what he said. If you shall say to this mountain, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Now notice. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Yeah. Hallelujah, folks. Yeah. Now, you're saying it right now. Now, Jesus never said it's always going to happen right there and then. But he said, if you have faith in God, one. Two. Now, these things may look so simple, but this is how it works, folks. And I have proved it time and time again. It works exactly like it says. If you have faith in God, and you say to the mountain, be thou removed. Now, it can be literal. It doesn't have to be always spiritual. But, you know, whatever it is, you know, if spiritual problem, whatever it is, you say to that situation, be thou removed and out of my way. Hallelujah. That's right. Get out of my way. You know, you're not going to hold me back because I'm going through. Amen. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe. See, don't doubt it. You believe. Now God is a dissolver of doubts. Hallelujah. And the word of God and praise in your heart will dissolve those doubts. Now, if you don't doubt what you said, but you believe that those things you said shall come to pass. Now, shall come to pass is still future. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it happens right there. If it happens right there, bless the name of the Lord. But whether it happens right there or not, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. If you believe it with all your heart, and you believe, and you don't doubt it, and you know that what you said will come to pass, then you shall have whatsoever you say. Now, that's unstoppable faith. Now, the Bible also said, Jesus told them, he said, what things soever you desire. Listen to it. You know, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's later on in the verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, that what things soever you desire, when you pray, see, You believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, this principle is so vital for faith. And some people get discouraged because, you know, they pray, and if it doesn't happen right away, well, Jesus didn't say that it will always happen right away. But he said, at the time that you pray, you believe at that time. And then you shall have whatsoever it is. Amen? Yeah. So whether it happens now or later, one day, 1 week, 2 weeks, it doesn't matter. Amen? Praise you in the name of the Lord. If you believe it, you speak the word and go about your business, that word will sustain itself. Hallelujah. The word of God shall never return void. Isaiah 55 and 11. Once it is spoken, Jesus said it about the tree, and he just went about his business. He didn't care. He didn't even look back at the tree. He just said it, and that's it. He's done with the tree. He just said he's gone. You know? And then the disciples later said, tomorrow, you know, the next day, wow! You know? And Jesus explained to them, this is how it works. There's no reason for you to be wowed. This is how it works. First, have faith in God. Amen? If you have faith in God, then, you know, whatever it is, you speak the word and go about your business. Believing in your heart that what things you've said will come to pass without doubting, you will have whatsoever you say. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Now, why are prayers not answered? Because people are not following these simple, basic principles. You know, people do not have faith in God, you know, and so forth like that. People try to reason things out. When you're believing God for something, you know, you're trying to reason it out. Well, you know, maybe the Lord will do it, maybe he won't do it, and so forth. Or maybe it's this way and that way. Well, you know, never mind how God's going to do it. Amen? How he's going to do it is his own business. Elizabeth was called barren. The woman that was called barren. The angel said, this is the woman that was called barren. She's now 6 months pregnant. Because with God, there shall nothing be impossible. And in Isaiah 54, it says, sing, O barren. Hallelujah. Let the barren sing for joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me to Isaiah 54 and let me read that to you. And let me prophesy the word of the Lord to you this morning. Now here's the serious part of this message. Sing, O barren, and thou that is not bare, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that is not travailed. Now, it's not only about children. When your life is not fruitful, you're not bearing something. Whatever it is that is not fruitful in your life, the first thing, sing aloud. Hallelujah. Shout the victory. Shout the praise of the Lord. Remember the message, breaking barriers through praise. You know, you begin to shout the praise of the Lord. You begin to cry out, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and he says, look, more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. The crossing of the hands again. Just like we preached last time. You know, God, he can do all these things. You can never put anything past the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. You know, don't stay in one place. You need to have dreams. You need to have vision. Amen. You know, some people, you know, they just, you know, the Bible says, you know, I'm Proverbs is very funny sometimes. It says, look, the slothful man says there's a lion in the street. You know, well, you know, I'm not going anywhere today. There's a lion in the street because he doesn't want to do anything. Well, he's going to come to poverty, saith the Lord. That's right. You know. For seeth thou a man that is diligent in his way, he shall stand before kings and not before me men. Now, when you can have vision and dreams, hallelujah, you can enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not! You know. Reach out! One time Jesus told Peter and disciples, in Luke 5, he said, launch out into the deep. Amen.
Amen.
You got to take some steps of faith. You know, launch out into the deep. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your your stakes. Listen to verse 3 of Isaiah 54. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed.
Amen.
Does anybody in here this morning that believes on the word of the Lord Fear not. You will never be ashamed. Praise ye the Lord. For thou shalt not be put to shame. And even all the things in the past, you know, they will be in the past. You're going to have a new day. Amen.
Yes.
Every day is a new day.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. And what I want the people of God to do from day to day, this is a very simple message. But from day to day, you need to exercise your faith. In the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 45, going back to that same place where we read, the Bible says, there shall be a performance of those things. Hallelujah. Blessed is she. Now that's only, it's not only for men, for women, everybody. Blessed is she that believed. See, you believe now, and there shall be a performance later. Hallelujah. You know, don't worry about it. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord if it happens right now.
Yes.
But whether it happens now or tomorrow or next year, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Abraham, 25 years from the time of the promise. Hallelujah. God put that story right smack in the middle of the Bible for you and for me. The things that are in the Bible are written for our examples.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes people take a long time, you know, and so forth like that. But you keep on holding on. You don't let anything, you know, no barriers should ever, look, I said to some people one time, you know, I said, look, if you're going down, you know, you want to go from here to the airport, say, you know, and you have a flight to catch, and you get out of here and you get on, you know, SR-51, you know, going towards the airport, and as soon as you go 1 mile, you see, you know, before you even get on the ramp, he says, road closed, you know, and so forth, for maintenance. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, folks? Are you just going to turn back home and say, well, the road is closed, I can't go to the airport? Is that what most people would do? That's only a foolish person would do that. You know, most people would just find another route. Hallelujah! Just because some ramp is closed, it's not going to stop you from going to where you're going. You know, but that's, you know, you take a look at that simple illustration. But that is exactly what happens in life for people. They hit a little roadblock, and then you give up. One disappointment, then you give up. You know, but there is a kind of faith that is unstoppable. One time a woman came to Jesus and said, Thou son of David. Well, she wasn't entitled to use that title. You heard about it during the crossing of the hands. She said, well, that son of David, and so forth. And she said, well, you know, he said, no, you know, not son of David for you. I'm only sent to the lordship of the house of Israel. I mean, Jesus did everything to discourage this woman. Called her even a dog. You know, because he was bringing out a point. And he said, look, I can't take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And, you know, most people would have just turned away after that. You know, but this woman said, well, that's all right. Dog or no dog, the dogs must also eat. Amen. And when the crumbs fall from the table, the dogs, that's the dog's portion. And those crumbs are good enough for me. If I can only get the crumbs. And Jesus said, my goodness, I have not seen so great faith. No. Not in all Israel. The very Israel that he was talking about, he said, they don't even have this faith. You know, and he crossed his hands right there, boom, gave her the blessing that she didn't even deserve. Hallelujah! She would not be denied. The kind of faith that I want you to have on a daily basis is the faith that will not be denied. Praise God. As long as you are believing what the Word of God says, never mind what you think. You just believe what the Word of God says. Now, when I pray for the sick, I don't care if they look worse after my prayer or not. I know they shall recover. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can be just like that tree. When Jesus said it, you know, the tree looked just the same. There was no difference at all, you know, visibly until the next day. Amen. That's teaching us something. No matter what it looks like, you stay with that word. Praise God. And if it is something that you prayed, you know, simple. When you pray, Faith is now. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. At the time you pray, you put your faith, anchor it, smack on the word of God, and go about your business. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I tell you something, folks, it shall come to pass. There shall be, if you do not doubt in your heart, there shall be a performance.
Yes.
I remember one time, you know, I was about 19 or 20 years old. You know, and this thing came to me yesterday when I was thinking about this. And the Lord just reminded me of it. You know, because I went for a walk yesterday. It was raining the whole day before. And I didn't even go for my usual walk. You know, so I went for a walk yesterday when I thought the rain had ceased. And as soon as I went out, you know, I felt this little drop of rain. And I said, not today. Because you had your chance all day yesterday. And you rained cats and dogs or whatever you wanted yesterday. Today, I'm having my time in this walk. Not a single drop. That's all I said. And that was the last drop. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then I remembered, and the Lord brought to my remembrance one time. You know, I was a young man, just about 19, 20 years. Now listen to this, you young folks. As a young man, one day I was coming back from somewhere, you know, where I was living in Lagos, in Nigeria. There had been rain and flood, and the roads was a mess. You know, and everywhere you put your foot, there was a puddle of water and this, and that was just a big mess. You know, and I got out from the bus, and I was trying to walk home, and I couldn't, no place to put my foot, and it was raining and everything. And I was just so angry in my spirit. And I looked up and it was raining. And I looked up and I said, okay, rain, not one drop for the next 7 days. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I just went about my business. And then I totally forgot about it. And I was coming back. This is a true story, folks. And the Bible says you will give account for every idle word. This is a true story. And I was coming back, you know, one day. I got out and I got to about that same spot, and there was a drop of rain just dropped on my head around about the same spot. Of course, the ground had been dried and all, so on. And I looked and I remember it was exactly 7 days to the time. And I said, wow, Lord. And he said, well, you could have said 14 days. And you could have said, and then it began to rain. You know, and I remember one story in the Bible one time, Elisha, the prophet, said to the king, you know, cast out your arrow and so forth. And he only shot out his arrow 3 times. And he said, well, gee, why did you stop? You know, you could have kept on believing. Amen? You know, and then, you know, so. But if you believe, you speak the word, go about your business. It cannot return void. And if you meet some kind of roadblock, don't give up just because of that. And some people will give up. Look, the Bible says this. Listen to me, folks. Haven't begun in the spirit, are you now going to be made perfect in the flesh? This is what people do. They start praying. They start believing God with something. That's starting in the spirit. And then, well, the first sign of trouble, they run to a human being. That is starting going back to the flesh. That's not going to work. You start in faith and you stay in faith. Hallelujah, folks. Praise God. Now, I tell you, everybody that is in this place, you know, I mean, it's great, you know, we have, you know, prayer, you know, we pray for one another and so forth. That's what the Bible says. But I'm telling you, you know, this is not just for pastors or anybody. This is for you. You can believe God. You can speak the word in your homes. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, in your homes, you know, if I told you all kinds of things that I do sometimes, you know, just crazy things, but it works. Praise God. Praise God. You know, whatever it is, if you know, the only time it doesn't work, if I don't really put my mind to it. You know, if I put my mind to it, you know, and I tell you something, there's something about that grain of mustard seed. It is pure. It doesn't have room for anything else. It's just so tiny, but it's all grain. Amen? And if you can have all pure faith, that faith can be unstoppable. Now, he that observeth the clouds will not sow. And he that look at the winds will not reap. You know, if you are looking at and saying, well, you know, gee, you know, things don't look so good right now. Well, you are not going to get anything from the Lord then. You know, First, you believe. Some people say to the Lord, well, Lord, you give me a miracle and then I'll praise your name. No, the Lord says, show me your faith first.
Hallelujah.
And then you got it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus already done his part.
Yes.
It is finished.
Yes.
He put it down on the cross. That's it. It's done. You know. Now, we now must be the enforcers. We must enforce what God has already done. And every day, you must have that kind of faith. Praise ye the Lord. Why do I preach on faith so much? Because one time I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, give me something like the culture of the church. And he said, faith, righteousness, and law. You know? And I said, wow. You know, and I've always loved faith. You know, I'm biased on the subject of faith anyway. You know, so. And, you know, and then one time I myself had some challenges. And I was thinking about something about the church and so forth like that. And then the Lord, you know, I went, you know, I was on the walk and I was thinking of going with God and so forth and saying, Lord, this and that. And he said, you're forgetting your secret weapon. And I said, secret weapon? What might that be? And he said, your faith. Hallelujah! Praise God. And then I said, wow. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. Praise God. I love the subject of faith. You know, amen? You know, and there is no reason to back down from believing God and having faith. You know, you believe God. You have faith in God. This word says, have faith in God. Believe God. And you speak the word and go about your business. And if you can believe it and don't doubt it, you know in your heart that those things you said shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now, you've got to say it though. Hallelujah. Thou art ensnared with the words of their mouth. You got to speak the word. Speak the word. One time a centurion came to Jesus and said, speak the word only.
Yes,
you know, you got to speak that word. Praise God. Why do you have to speak the word? Psalms 103 and verse 20. The Bible says that, you know, these angels. And you remember the message, angels on assignment. You can go listen to it on the website. These angels, they are mighty angels. You know, they're mighty in strength and so forth. You know, they excel in strength. They know what to do, but they are waiting for the voice of his word. Hallelujah. When that voice of his word is pronounced from your mouth, then they go into action. But if you don't say anything, you know, you heard it. I said it one time. Lord showed me that. And I saw some angels. They were just lazy, doing nothing. You know. And I saw some other ones busy and doing some stuff. I wondered, you know, what are these ones just... Actually, they were bored. Lazy was not the right word. But they were bored. You know. And the Lord made me understand that well. That's because the folks are not giving those ones, you know, they're assigned to some people, but they're not giving those angels anything to do. So they are kind of bored. You know, and they don't, you know, they don't appreciate it very much. But the Bible says, he maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. And he sent forth his angels to be ministering spirits on behalf of the heirs of salvation. On your behalf. Especially when you speak and repeat his word. You know, don't put your intellect to it. You just say what the word of God says. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Hallelujah. You say what the word of God says. And the kind of faith that comes with that is unstoppable. Do not lean to your own understanding. In Proverbs 3 and 5. But in all your ways acknowledge him. Trust in him with all your heart. And he shall direct your paths. Now, I want you to know that no matter how long it takes, you know, God is not subject to this time zone. Amen? That may seem callous to some of you, but it's the truth. He is not subject to this time zone. You know, so, you know, if you're looking at your time, you know, your timepiece or whatever, you want the Lord to do something, you know, according to this, he can do it too if you have that kind of faith. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
That's how he can do it. If you have the gift of faith, which is a different dimension, you know, God will honor your word as if it's his own word.
Amen.
That's right. He does that too. You know, but, you know, whether you don't have that and so forth, you know, you can use ordinary faith. Amen?
Amen.
And let me explain the difference. You know, the Holy Spirit just brought that to my mind. Let me explain the difference between the ordinary faith that everybody already has and the gift of faith. Take an example from the gasoline tanker that brings, I'm sure everybody's seen it at some point in time. You go to the gas station, sometimes you see those long oil tankers, they bring the gasoline to fuel the gas station. Everyone know what I'm talking about? You know, you can consider that as the super gift of faith. But I promise you that gasoline tanker that carrying all that gasoline must also have gasoline. Hello? That's right. You know, if its own tank is empty, even though it's carrying all that tank, it's not going to work. You know. So even the gift of faith must work by ordinary faith. Praise God. You know, so don't wait until some big faith. Use what you already got. Use your faith daily and it will grow, say the Lord. Amen. That's right. And no matter what you face, don't give up. And don't back down. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Because there's always a contest that you may not know about. You know, it may be that the Lord has already said, well, you know, you check him out, he's not going to back down. And then if you back down, you're going to disappoint the Lord. You know, and I never want to give the devil the last laugh. Amen? Do you? Do you want to give the devil the last laugh? I don't even want to give the devil, you know, any kind of laugh at all. Praise God. And if I'm down, I don't even want the devil to see it. Amen? Because to my master, I stand up for. The devil can't, he has no say in my life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so, you know, because he belongs under my feet. Where does he belong for you? Under your feet. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that the Lord shall bruise his head and he shall, you know, destroy the works of the devil and he shall, you know, deliver you from all evil works. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So you believe the Lord with all your heart at every time. And never let anything... And I tell you something too. You know, when you are believing God, the enemy knows how to chip shot you. you know, you're believing, you know, everything's going good. I tell you something, folks. There's some of you in here today say, well, you know, everything's going good. I'm believing God and so forth. You know, just around the corner, that devil is waiting for a chip shot. You know, and he'll chip shot you when you're not looking. You know, and everything is going good. All of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, something happens. And, you know, get you all wild up and so forth like that. It may be something silly that happens, you know, but they will catch you off guard, you know, and so forth. But you have to drop back and come back to that faith. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. You come back to that faith. Abraham, he always came back to that faith, even though he went along with the, you know, RNG business that his wife did. But he always came back to that faith. Hallelujah. And he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. And don't you ever try, you know, to help God. God knows what he's doing. Amen. You know, you make enough RNG, you have all this business in, all these problems in the Middle East till today. Amen. So Abraham, you know, you listen to that. You should have stayed with the word of God. Don't mess with Sarah's idea. Amen. That's for some of you men in here. Praise you the name of the Lord. You stay with the word of the Lord. Don't let no woman get you off track now. All our women here, they are spirit filled as well. You know, so, and that goes for you too, woman. You stay with the word of the Lord. And don't let any old devil get you off track. Praise God. Because in Christ, there is neither male nor female. Hallelujah. And the women are joint heirs with Christ just like the men. And they can believe God and do great exploits just like the men. Praise God. Give a Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed here this morning? Have you believed? Do you now understand that you can have this kind of unstoppable faith that can do anything? You never have to have any more prayers unanswered. And if, you know, you say, hey, what about that thing? All you have to say is, you know, if I say, hey, do you have it? You don't have to say, no, I don't have it. I was speaking to a brother the other day, and I asked him a question, and he said, you know, and I was waiting to just give him a rebuttal, and he said the right thing. I said, yes, you said exactly the right thing. Because he said, well, I don't have it yet. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have it yet. Not you don't have it, but you got to put yet behind it. Amen? Because if you don't have it today, you might have it tomorrow. And if you don't have it tomorrow, maybe you have it the next day. Or next week, or next month, or whenever. But you will have whatsoever you say. If you can believe God for it, lift up your hands and let's pray here this morning. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Now, the Bible says the word of God is like a hammer. It breaks down all kinds of things. You know, the doubt and the unbelief and the stony heart even, and so forth. The Lord, the word of God, break it down, Lord, here this morning in Jesus' name. And let his word, hallelujah, let it remain in the good ground here this morning. The word that we've sown, let it not be plucked away by the birds of the air. Let it not be such as fall among stony ground. Let it not be such as fall among thorny grounds that are, you know, discouraged at the first sign of trouble. But let it be those that can bring forth the fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to practice your faith with me here for a minute. You stay in your seats. I want you to declare something. Now, remember, it's a simple process. First, have faith in God. Amen? For your faith to be valid, it must be based on the word of God. You cannot just have faith in something, you know, that God didn't say. So, first, God must have promised it. And sometimes there are preconditions to those promises, you know. Now, if your heart condemns you already, then God is greater than your heart. But if your heart doesn't condemn you, then let's have boldness. Hallelujah. Let's have boldness. But when you start praying, the Bible says, forgive. So the first thing we're going to do here this morning, I want to take everybody a few minutes, bow your heads, everybody in prayer. That if you have aught against them, this is one reason why prayers are not answered. You know, when you start praying, right along the same verse where we read in chapter 11 of Mark. He said, but when you start praying, you're not going to move no mountains if you do not forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have anything in your heart against anybody, some acquaintance at work, somebody at school, some neighbor, your spouse, your parents, your children, whatever it is, forgive when you start praying. Amen. So take a moment and release everyone, their brother, their trespasses. Praise you, Lord. Now, don't be a grudge. Don't carry that grudge. It's like a poison. You don't need that. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
You don't need that poison. Get it out of there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clean before my Lord I stand. My heart purged of every bitterness. Let not the root of bitterness enter into trouble you. Now, and then, once you clear your heart before the Lord and so forth, you know, you come boldly and you make a declaration of faith yourself. You don't need me. You know, well, if you need me, I can help you too. And I, you know, believe with you so that two can agree together. But you can do this on your own too. Amen. Amen, folks.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own because he said, whosoever shall say in their heart and not believe, I mean, shall say with their mouth and believe in their heart and not doubt it, shall come to pass. So, let's take a minute. And let's practice this faith. Now, there is something that you want the Lord to do for you. And I don't care if it is something in the material world, physical, spiritual, you know, health, whatever it is. It can even be something, you know, silly. You know, that you think, well, you know, whatever, you know. God can do everything. He can heal a headache the same way he can heal cancer. Amen? Amen, folks?
Yeah.
Doesn't make the Lord any difference. You know, everything is the same to me. Praise God. You know, so there's nothing little or big. He can do it all. Now, you zero in on that thing. You believe God. And you declare it in your voice. And you believe it. And don't doubt in your heart. Know that that thing which you said shall come to pass. And you shall have whatsoever you say. Praise the Lord. Open your mouth and declare your faith this morning. Believe the Lord for something. Declare it. Don't doubt it. And as soon as you declare it, praise him. Praise him once you declare it. Go about your business and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And not many days hence, it shall be yours. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.